views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad to be having the show today. We're just 3 weeks away from the beginning of our conference, so we're very excited. Our Woman of Wisdom Conference, it's our 24th year. Our theme is United, We Change the World, and we're bringing you some fabulous presenters, which some of I've been having on the air, you've been meeting, and today we have a couple of more people, and I just want to invite people to check out the conference website, which is www.thewowconference.org. And see what interests you. There is so much going on, some wonderful workshops. We have full day, 3-hour workshops. You can attend one event or you can go to the whole weekend and immerse yourself in a gathering of women. There is nothing like this Woman Wisdom Conference, according to Jane Houston, who's been at our conference. And it's great to be supported by wonderful women leaders such as Jane Houston and Jane Shinoda Bolen. And this year we're having Dr. Christine Page and Mira Kelly and Susan Chemsky, all of which I've interviewed on the show, so you may have listened in on those shows before. Today I'm talking with the WOW presenters, Ariel Bodhi and Jaya Sarada. And Jaya is also known as Jules, has been an energy medicine practitioner for over 25 years. She's been a guest teacher at the Eden Energy Conference, as well as traveled throughout the world, teaching her unique form of sacred energy healing and kinesiology. Jay has lived in ashrams in India and has recently returned from a pilgrimage in France, visiting the holy sites of Mary Magdalene while staying in a monastery. And Ariel Bodhi is a holistic movement therapist with years of experience in energy healing. She's an ordained minister, certified Sivananda yoga instructor, and has a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Dance and Choreography. Both Ariel and Jaya are co-authors of the books The Sacred Code of Love and Awakening Your Chakras. They're going to be giving the workshop Enter the Realm of Surrender and Courage. It's going to be Sunday, February 14th at the conference. So welcome, Ariel and Jaya.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, let's begin. I always start with people's stories, you know, how you're drawn into this work of you both do a lot of energy healing and more recently share how you were drawn into this journey of Mary Magdalene and Jeshua.
Okay. Well, for me, it's been a lifelong journey. This is Jaya. I grew up in Ojai. I was immersed in theosophy and Krishnamurti, who's a great spiritual teacher. At the early age of 5, I began listening to these teachings. And then went on to India for over 12 times. I've been to India, living and staying in ashrams. And so my path has just evolved to, you know, the thirst, the yearning, and the quest for the divine has become my life's passion. And I live and breathe that. And I was lucky to go to the south of France recently to, as you shared already, stayed at the ashram, actually at the monastery of Mary Magdalene. And I was able to walk up the high mountain to the high chapel and visit her cave and visit where they say her, the angels took her up to her last, in her last breath when she was leaving the body. So it's quite a walk up this high mountain. So I'll be sharing that in this workshop.
Fabulous. And Ariel?
I will, since Jaya is actually my mother, and we've worked together for quite a while. We've had centers together, and we currently have a center in Portland. And so I was raised with a lot of Eastern spirituality. I traveled to India as well, and we lived in India several times, and that's where I kind of started with my yoga certification. I have had a couple other certifications in yoga since then, but that was really the most important one, was the one at the Shivananda Yoga Vedanta Ashram. And then from that, I kind of just branched out, you know, as you do in life, and you continue on your path. And I've always had this deep love for Christ and for just that the beautiful story and the energy behind the Christ teachings. And so we actually started a couple years ago a group called the Magdalene Sisterhood, which was about Christ and Miriam of Magdala, who's the apostle, and also there's different storylines around what she is, but basically she was one of the most important apostles to Christ. And so our group is about that, regaining, reinstating the divine feminine in males and in females, just that energy. And so I became really interested in that, and the storyline, more of the Gnostic Gospels and that kind of stuff. So, and that was the past couple of years. And so I'm polar. I have the Eastern philosophy, and then I very much have a Christian background and a Christian heart too. So kind of the balance of those two things has been my interest lately.
Yeah, fascinating. I didn't realize you were mother-daughter. That's great for having a mother-daughter team at the conference.
Yeah, we are. Yep.
Great. It's so tell very us a wonderful little bit more about this journey of the Mary Magdalene and Jeshua. I'm saying that's what you wrote me, but I'm assuming you're meaning Jesus.
Yes. You know, we became quite interested in their story and trying to retrace some of the old teachings from the Gnostic Gospels. So we have been studying for over a year now the older teachings, and we were inspired to write the Sacred Code of Love, which is the teachings of Jeshua and Miriam. We call with the subtitles called Communion with God, but throughout the book is referenced the Gnostic Gospels and what we have received as far as some of the most pure, beautiful teachings that we can share with others.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you share some with our audience now, give an idea of the topic.
The topics of the class, would you like me to share that with you? Or the topic of
Mary Magdalene and Jeshua's stories. And you're talking about your book, The Communion of Love.
Yes. So we believe that they were here. We went, part of the work of In the Footsteps of the Divine is sharing their journey to England and then the journey to the high mountains. And so we, of the high mountains of France and landing in the boat. And so we share this through visuals. We have beautiful pictures. And then the Sacred Code of Love is also done with beautiful poetry, and I can share with you just one little passage if you'd like from the Sacred Code of Love. So here's this one. Trust in divine love to release you from the burden of separation from your sacred source. In your surrender, you will uncover your magnificent being. So our work is really a lot about surrender, courage, and walking, sort of sharing in our energy of how those beautiful beings that walked the earth many years ago and how we can receive those teachings inside of our soul and really express them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's so much, the word surrender has been coming up a lot for me in different circles that I've been in, and I think we're really, you know, being called to surrender to whatever, you know, our higher purpose, or, you know, letting go of old stuff in our lives requires us to surrender and take courage. And you brought up the word courage too.
Yes, we use, in our work, we do a lot of work with the breath and with prayer. So we believe that through sort of a quieting down and using your breath and really sincerely asking for an answer to your soul's questions, that you will receive the answer. We are convinced of it through this work. So the surrender and then the courage to allow yourself to maybe wait and receive the answer that's right for you, and the courage to go through your life with faith is part of what we offer and we share with others.
Yeah, I think the courage too, if I can also jump in, is that there's a courage that it takes to maybe take the path less traveled. It may not be the most comfortable path or the most, sometimes spirituality can get very, fluffy and kind of superficial and makes you feel good, but then there's kind of a more of a deeper part of it that's a deeper courage. Like you look at these stories of the Bible or the Bhagavad Gita or teachings of the Buddha, it took a radical facing of suffering.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, we need to take a break right now. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back shortly and talk more with Ariel Bodhi and Jaya Sarada.
The 24th Annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOWconference.org.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Ariel Bodhi and Jaya Sarada. And Jaya, can you give your contact information, a website that people can go to learn more about your work and your books?
Yes. We have a beautiful center in Portland, and it's AnjaliCenter.com. That would be our main website. We also have thesacredcodeoflove.com if you're interested in ordering the book. And our toll-free number is 1-855-505-3935. So if you're also welcome to call, and the email to, if you're interested, would be inspiration@AnjaliCenter.com.
Okay. Can you spell that, Anjali? Or
A-N-J-A-L-I, Anjali, which means divine offerings, but it's A-N-J-A-L-I, center.com.
Great. Thank you. So we've been talking about Miriam and Jeshua and their connection and their tell us a little more about the sacred legends of the those two holy beings.
Yes. It's very interesting because the more you begin this study, the more it's revealed to you that, you know, what we've heard and known about may not be the truth, or of course it gets diluted throughout time. But according to legend is that he lived. He did not actually die. And, you know, I don't mean to, you know, affect anyone in a way that might be uncomfortable, but he, according to the legend that we received when we were in France, is that they arrived in France by boat, and then they journeyed from the south of France the coastal area of the south of France, and they journeyed then to the area called St. Baume, where they lived and they preached and had a ministry and had children. And so we share a little bit about that. We know for sure that Mary Magdalene was there, because her remains are in France. And in our pictures, we will show you some of the things that we've taken when we're there, which is what they call her. It's like they've taken her skull, they've taken parts of her body, and we have pictures of that. And then in England, where we journeyed, the Abbey of Glastonbury, there is proof that Jeshua was there. We call him Jeshua. That's sort of our friendly term for Jesus. And he was there when he was 12 years old, and there's a whole ministry based on his teachings with the Essenes. So I'm sharing a little bit about that with pictures and stories and beautiful understanding that of his teachings while he was in England. He started his ministry quite young.
Mm-hmm. So how does this fit in with our traditional story with the Bible that we know of?
Well, you know, to understand that the Bible may not have been recorded correctly. And if you go back to the Gnostic Gospels and go back to before it was translated, there's some pretty strong proof that Mary and Jesus were married, or Miriam of Magdala and Jesus, Jeshua, were married, and that there were children. So, but it's a very difficult subject, because Christianity has made it so that the Christian religion is the only religion, and their religion is about that Jesus died on the cross, and that's what created Christianity. But according to legend, is Miriam of Magdalene was the first Christian and was the apostle to the apostles, and she taught the truth of the Christ teachings. So it's just, we're just sharing, you know, it's just story, legends and storytelling, and really sharing the essence of these teachings is what we're about, not so much to debate what actually happened, but sharing the essence of their teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truth is truth wherever, you know, whatever the story is, there's the truth there. Well, how impactful is this topic in the now, today's time?
Yes, Ariel, she has a wonderful answer for this.
I feel that this topic and just the topic of spirituality in general, whatever avenue you're going into it from, is just a catalyst to discover your own true essence. And these spiritual stories reveal an inner strength that is required for each one of us to become our true potential. So that in each of these stories, and this one specifically is about Jeshua and Miriam, but, you know, again, all these stories, they're kind of about there's a way to be a sheep and go into the sheep mentality of kind of unconsciousness, and then there's a waking up mentality, which is you're not following the herd necessarily. You're kind of maybe sometimes going against the grain, and that takes that courage to become conscious and it may not be popular, you know, in your family or in your or in society. But I think all those stories, every single one of them, have a kind of a great inner battle, inner and outer battle, with those kinds of elements. And I think it's super impactful on the environment because we've become really unconscious to the point where, you know, we may not be here very long because of the state of the earth and what's happening. And so when we each start to become more conscious and realize our inner light, which kind of realizes the unified inner light, we start to help protect the earth and make conscious decisions and, you know, not just go on this materialistic path that's just kind of absent-minded and, you know, needing to fulfill itself, but we actually realize who we are and there's a contentment in that. So, it completely affects the violence. It affects the state of the earth on every level that inner light does. So, I mean, I think that's how it's impactful.
Mm-hmm. And it's about being, you know, conscious of our actions and the impact it has on the earth. And I think that's something that we have to be very much more aware of than we have been. We've kind of been going around just doing what we want to do, and we can't do that anymore.
Yeah. I also think there's just this inner contentment. Like, we're in a society that is fueled off of that there's something not right with us. There's something wrong. And that's why we go out and do everything we do. You know, that's why there's violence and you need to buy so many things, is because there's something missing. But when you see these teachings, you realize that you are whole. You are a part of God. God is within you. And you're not that, there's not that emptiness there, that needing to compete. There's just this fullness and there's oneness. So it's incredibly important.
Yeah, I like that, you know, saying that there's not the need to compete, because that's such a, especially in our Western world, that need to compete is kind of, you know, we compare ourselves with everybody, and that's that feeling of competition. And something we teach in Woman Wisdom is everyone has their gift and there's room for all of us. And there's, you know, we don't need to make ourselves, when we compare ourselves with other people, we're making ourselves lesser and we're not acknowledging what our gifts are, which we all have.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the other spiritual teachings that you and your mother are doing?
Jaya, do you want to answer some of this?
Well, you know, the thing is, I grew up with Krishnamurti and Ajahn Theosophy, which is the teachings of the masters. So firsthand, I just grew up in it, so it's like my second nature to have this in my life, and I've passed it on to Ariel, and it's a very sincere path that we're both on. So I would say that Theosophy, the path that all religions lead to one God, and so we actually, in our work, we do something called Radiant Presence Workshops, where we help people learn that their true essence is divine, and relieving or releasing any veils to their true essence. And we use teachings from all ancient religions to share what we do in these workshops, through from anointing to sacred rituals and breathing and movement. And we'll be sharing a little bit of that with WOW, but just to let you know, we come at it from all the different religions because that's our background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. There's, you know, there's commonality in all the religions. If we were, you know, I mean, the world might be in a better place if we actually looked at what was common between all the different religions instead of what was different.
Oh, yeah. And I think one major part is that saying, when you take one step towards God, God takes 10 steps towards you. So whether it's God, a higher source, or, you know, whatever it is, I think that's a big part of this, is that the courage and surrender it takes to begin that journey, and then the faith that it takes to sustain that journey. And every day, you know, you're faced with challenges, we all are, and that God is always with you. And it's just kind of miraculous at times. You just, things happen that you would never imagine could happen. And it takes a lot of faith.
And I'd just like to add to the, I just wanted to add an important part of this work. And, you know, all of our work is this is through the art of prayer and living prayer in our, living a prayerful life, pretty much. And that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to stick that bit of information in.
Yeah, that's, I've been finding that's important too. And adding prayer in our lives is important. Well, what last word of anything that you want to share with the audience? I want everybody to know they're going to be given a workshop on this, In the Footsteps of the Divine, Enter the Realm of Surrender and Courage. It's going to be Sunday, February 14th at the Woman Wisdom Conference in Seattle, at North Seattle College. And so do you have any last words of wisdom for our audience?
We just invite everyone with open arms, to anyone who might want to come, and you might... I think it's interesting to always notice what calls you. So whether you're coming to our workshop or any other workshop in the Women of Wisdom, notice that longing, and that longing is really important, whatever that calling is. And if you choose to come to ours, we'd love to share with you about our journey and learn more about your journey as well.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that I love that word, the longing. Okay, this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to another Woman of Wisdom presenter, Sharon Horry. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Chris. It's been wonderful, and we so look forward to being there with you at Women of Wisdom and supporting you in any way.
Okay, thank you. We've got to go now to our break. Thank you.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The 24th annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on creative dragon energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on beyond past lives. This February 11th through the 15th. Go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and now I'm speaking with Sharon Horry. She's going to be giving a workshop, Numbers Tell a Story, Yours. It's going to be Sunday, February 14th in the evening, which means it's open to men. And it's going to be a fun workshop. So I'm going to have Sharon share a little bit of her story of how she came to be a numerologist and what in her path led her to this. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know we all have a pathway that leads us, you know, and there's crossroads within it that shifts who we are and what we are. And for me, it was like a workshop that I went to. It was kind of finding your bliss. And I really thought it was going to be about a workshop because I didn't like my job. I was trying to think of a new job. And I thought, okay, finding your bliss, maybe this is how I'm going to find a new job. I should have checked, you know, I read the brochure because it said you can bring pillows and stuffed animals and things. I thought, this is probably, you know, not going to be about a job. But on the first night, we did a meditation, and we were to walk up the steps and open this door. I couldn't open the door. What happened was tears started rolling down my eyes, and I went, what is wrong, and why can't I stop crying? So the whole weekend, because it was Friday through Sunday afternoon, and I was the whole workshop was really kind of made me feel uncomfortable. And I remember Sunday morning in the car, I didn't want to go back, and in front of me was a bumper sticker, and it said, if you're on thin ice, you might as well skate. Well, this workshop was making me uncomfortable, and in the next meditation, I met my inner child, and she asked why I had abandoned her. More tears, and I was on thin ice. But that was kind of like that catalytic moment that turns something inside of you, and you go, all right, what's going on here? And the numerology kept, the word numerology kept appearing in the what I was reading and the material I would pick up. And, of course, my response to that was, no way. I hated math in school. And, you know, it's kind of like you don't want to do what you hated in the beginning. But then I noticed I put things in threes. I did put items in threes, and you began to watch the number three. I went to a psychic fair, and it's like a conference almost like you're having. And there was a numerologist sitting up on the bleachers, and she was sitting in a business suit, which is what my world was at that time in the corporate world. And in 15 minutes, she told me more about me than I thought, how did she do this? And I realized she read the numbers. She just did, I believe, my birth date. She didn't even get into the letters of my name. But she knew more, and I said, I have to know more. So that's where it actually, those catalytic points where we cross into something where we're uncomfortable because the conference or the psychic fair, you know, you walked in and it was full of incense and gongs were going, and I thought, where have I entered? And yet, each of these times you enter something you're not comfortable with, I came back out with understanding, a deeper understanding, and a yearning to know more on numerology. And that's really, numerology is not, were not a lot of workshops about. So basically, I learned by gathering books and reading them. And the interesting part is, and I know many of us have experienced this, same thing as when you pick up a book and the words are familiar to you. You're reading them off the page, but it's like, I've been there, I understand that, I know that. It's like a coming home. And that's how the numerology was for me as I kept reading and finding more and more information about it. And so I didn't realize it, but I was seeking to find me. the person that got lost in that, what do you call it, that time where we all come in a time, a culture, and a place. And we work to be accepted and part of it. And yet when we're not, we don't exactly are in tune with it, we still learn how to manage it because that's how we survive. But in the process, while we're doing that, we give up a part of that inner core of who we are. And that's what I was seeking, to find that person who was enmeshed in the time, the culture, your family, and your community that never quite fit, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And so, like many of us, you were seeking for your authentic self and finding, in a way, you found a passion in numerology. But tell us what is numerology?
Well, numerology it stands for the symbols. The numbers are a placeholder, like we all know in many of the symbols that we have around us, the circle, the triangle. They hold for something that stands behind them. And the numerology is there are principles that you can find throughout the universe for the 0 through 9. And they're universal. Numbers are universal. Wherever you drop them in, they are going to have that same principle wherever you find them. And they're not attached to any, what I would say, philosophy or religion. They are, because numbers aren't. We can put them anywhere. And those principles are the very building blocks of life. You take the circle and that first empty, what we thought was empty, and we build from there everything that builds on top of that to the platonic solids all the way up. So when you take the core 0 through 9, it is who we are. We are the building blocks of the circle, and then the triangles and the square and the pentagram, octagram, all the way up to 9, and then it repeats. And in numerology, 9, you believe you have a purpose, a destiny. And the numbers, again, show that they repeat, like the patterns and cycles in the earth we live on and in our own bodies and our own interactions, if that makes any sense.
Well, it might be new to people. I know I've had my numbers. I know that there's a number, you said the birth date, so there's a number for my birth about me.
Yeah.
And then there's also, you can do the same thing for forget how you do it, but for your number for the year, what's happening this year.
Right. You can do, there are four basics that you start with in the numerology, and it's really what your life path is, and that's from your birth date. And from that, it's a number that you find, and it may not be a familiar number to you, because remember, we're also talking about energy. This is energy and vibration. And so this is maybe a new number for you, but you're here to learn it. And with your life path, the thing is, you will bring people in or events that are going to help you learn this number. And if you have other numbers in your birth name, it's like putting on new shoes. If you've never worn them, it takes a while to figure them out. We have to walk in them a while. If we've had the shoes for a little while, it's like a straight up, I say, learning curve. But when we go into our name, the full birth name, here we find this is your energy that you are carrying presently within yourself. The patterns, the numbers that are missing, are all part of who you are today. And so we look at the last name, and that would be your ancestors. We can look at what energies did you bring forth from your ancestors. And what's really interesting is when I've done other numbers from around different cultures, and they will include the mother as well in the last name. So you get to look at the mother's, what do you call it, bringing forth, and your father's bringing forth. The middle name used to be where we identified our clans. Now we usually pick it up from our aunts or some special name that we have in our family. But the name, this is like a sacred, that's an energy. It's a sacredness of the essence of who you are. It's an energy signature. And this is where we look at it a little closer even to say, how are the vowels in there? Because the vowels in numerology, and for me, I take numerology coming back from the Kabbalah side, the mystical Kabbalah. And in the mystical Kabbalah, the vowels were never spoken. They were too sacred. But in this, we look at the vowels and we go into it and looking at how sacred they are and the chakras they go with. There's more, it gets deeper and deeper as you walk into this study, and of course it involves more and more, because when you step onto the tree of life, you're going to get into astrology as well, you get into the tarot, and it's and music, sacred geometry, because they're all on that tree.
Yes. Well, this is Christine. We're going to come back and talk more with Sharon Horry and learn more about numerology.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
The 24th Annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th. Go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOWconference.org.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests. as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Sharon Horry, and we're talking about numerology. So you were just talking about like our birth names and our names, and how that's it's kind of like a sacred geometry. But how do you come up with the numbers with letters, with the
we
letters in your name?
The alphabet that we have, the 26 letters, and we will go through them: A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We will go to the 9. And then it repeats again. What makes it different is when you get to like the letter M, which is 13, you still have A, B, C, D, which is 4, but M is 4, but M is a different 4. It's made up of 1 plus 3, if that makes sense. So we use the R alphabet, and we take the numbers 1 through 9, repeat them again through the alphabet, and that's how you use can identify the numbers that go with the letters.
Okay, and then you add them all up. So you have all these letters and all these numbers, and you add them all up, and you still end up with a number that's between 0 and 9, correct?
Right, because you always, in numerology, you reduce down to the single digit.
Right.
And in that name, we find your expression, which I said that's who you are at this time. We find your soul or your heart in the vowels, which really is if that part of us, if we don't honor that heart and soul, it's kind of like the mustard seed. You put it in your shoe and you don't pay attention to it, pretty soon you aren't walking. It stops us. We need to understand our heart and soul's desires. It also shows us our outer mask, what we present to others, and how we present it, because usually the mask is not really who we are. And that all comes in those 4, the life path, the expression, the soul, and the outer mask, which is found in your birth date and your birth name on that. And how do I use it in my day-to-day life? It gives me the permission to be me, because of what I've learned. And the real end goal for this is patterns and cycles are always going to repeat, but it's your attitude of what you've learned along the way that you now how approach these patterns and cycles. And you know you have choices. That's how we find that authentic self, is we keep working to understand the patterns and cycles that we have. And it's kind of like finding bliss is having that choice of self-understanding. And it's the journey that we all take when we step on that path of self-understanding, because that beauty really surrounds us in everything we do. And we are one. And I would finish with saying that united, we do change the world. It's by our self-understanding and the beginning to take that step into self.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's our theme. United, we change the world. And with that, we have to understand who the we is. And then combined all together, it's like we become a symphony. We together will change the world. We can't do it alone anymore. This year's theme developed out of last year, which was I am we. We're changing the I. It's all about me to right now. We're in a world that we need to be looking at. It's about we. It's about us and what we can do with that. And that means bringing, what can we do? We bring our gifts. And so so this numerology is a way to help people identify their gifts, correct?
Absolutely. Their gifts, their talents, their strengths, there are weaknesses, but it's in our weaknesses that we learn to grow and expand and become more whole of who we are. It's when we come to the table whole, then we can add to the whole of each and every person that's standing with us. And what a powerful gift to give. to it's not only to ourselves, but it's to those that we have relationships with, we interact with, and to the communities and to the world, is that absolutely bountiful gift that was given to us from our birthright to unravel it and become that authentic self.
So what do you say to people who would be the skeptics, go, what's in a number? A number is just a number. How can you call me a number?
Well, it's because a number is a placeholder for the energy and the principle behind it. If you come back to looking at the construction of the universe, you will see the first thing that we all drew as children was what sign, what shape? It was the circle, the beginning, the wholeness. And we knew the ancients also understood that that circle was filled with potential. And what I find exciting today is that science also is confirming that. Not everyone is familiar, but the Higgs boson, it's called the God particle, was discovered probably several years ago. That's what they were discovering. They found that the space is not void. It is filled with tiny particles with the potential to create life. And then we take the one. You take one, or the ones, take one, take nine ones, multiply that by nine ones, and you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, I find that amazing that it works that way. We are those numbers. The patterns are around us. If I say 1, 2, you're going to say 3 no matter what, aren't you? Hip, hip. Hooray, we say it because the numbers live within us. We want a square deal, don't we? It's because that 4 is a part of our life as well. We look out on the beach and you will see the starfish, the 5. The petals of flowers are 5. We are part of nature as much as nature is a part of us. The building blocks of what you find, the two circles, you put them together. As they merge together, you will find the vesica. It's called the portal. It is the portal of all. And this is 1, 2, and 3 moving out. We are the numbers. And it's in everything when you look around you. If you, like I said, you watch a wave, the repetitive cycles of that 5 coming on, a drop of water. We don't realize that drop of water, Dr. Hans Jenny did research on it and vibrated one drop of water and it came up to the perfect 6, like the snowflake or the water. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are water.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. Well, we have to end the show now, but I want you to, can you give people your website so people can find out more about you and your work?
Okay. The website is www.globalfootpath.com, and I have a Gmail site, claresadie@gmail.com, a phone number, 303-842-8964.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I want to just remind people that she's going to do the workshop on this so you can learn about numbers, how they tell us your story. Numbers tell a story, yours. And so you're going to learn all about this at the conference on Sunday, February 14th. In the evening, 7 to 10, which means it's open to men. So we hope that many of you will come to the conference, find out all the offerings. There's such a diversity. There's movement, there's music, there's things like numerology, there's spiritual ones like, you know, we just heard from Jaya Sarada and Ariel Bodhi on their workshop, and many others that I've been interviewing over the past couple of months. Just such a diversity. And you might go check out the website and see if there's any specials going on at this time on January 22nd before the conference starts. There could be some specials. We sometimes add some special offerings. So this is Christanus. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And again, just go to the website about the WOW Conference is www.thewowconference.org. And we hope to see you in February. So have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.